Six-time Stanley Cup champion and Hockey Hall of Fame inductee Glenn Anderson will now be behind the bench of the Powell River Kings as the team's head coach. At a media conference on December 11, Kings president Stefan Seeger Sr. announced the immediate appointment of Anderson, who assumed the position of general manager of the team on November 18. Head coach Brock Sawyer and assistant coach Kyle Bodie have been relieved of their duties. Seeger said the appointment of Anderson was the convergence of several factors, including the team's record, and the desire to implement a system the way management wants it. It has to do with what the future has in store for the team and being able to keep the Kings in Powell River as a viable entity, both on and off the ice, said Seeger. We brought Glenn in as the general manager, initially. He was first brought here to sign autographs and he became interested in the project. As GM, he took a look at the bench and how the bench was running. As a result of his observation, we feel the time is now to take a hard look at what a different bench environment would do in terms of moving forward in the new year, so we decided to implement the change today. For the time being, Anderson will be head coach and general manager. Seeger added that Anderson has not coached professional hockey, but has a whole host of coaching experience, running clinics and other engagements. His reputation speaks for itself, said Seeger. He has worked with kids for the last 20 years. I've seen Glenn in action at hockey camps. The good part of the story is he comes to Powell River willingly. He likes the project and sees it as challenging. He acknowledges the community as a place where the team is loved. We're lucky to have him here. Seeger said Anderson's involvement means there is a new hockey culture. Glenn is not the type of guy who just dips his toe in the water, said Seeger. He's all in. From all outward signs from the last few weeks, he has analyzed the systems we are running here. He's analyzed the players and the recruitment process and he's given his input. As a result of that, he's going to be here for the long haul. He may be taking up residence here in Powell River. We're going to see him at both home and away games and he'll be on the ice all week. Through the connections he has, we'll see some other skilled people. For example, this week, ex-Vancouver Canucks player Cliff Ronning will be on the ice teaching some skills to the players. Seeger said having these kinds of human resources brings a lot of attention to the program, which is commensurate with the team's goal to make Powell River a marquee team in the BCHL. That's what our intention is, said Seeger. After Anderson was named GM, the team had an influx of calls from teams at all different levels, he added. We have a young team that we're trying to build, and that whole aspect of recruiting players brings a whole new dimension to the operation of the team. Glenn's cachet is really advantageous. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.